90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. Non-commercial, community-powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News. Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Banju. On tonight's show, we will have some balita, community announcements, along with a plethora of news and song selections that focused on Filipino food. But in regards to community announcements for this week's show, the Filipino Catholic Community of Minnesota, on August the 31st, beginning at 2:30 p.m. at the Guardian Angels Catholic Church, they will be having Our Lady of Penfrancea celebration for Ina. And this will be officiated by Father Jojo Villapas, generally Father Vic Valencia would probably be overseeing this sort of event, but Father Vic, I believe, will be in the Philippines visiting family and friends. And so Father Jojo Villapas will step in his place in regards to this event. In terms of our balita for this evening, I want to wish happy birthday greeting to my daughter, Kaylani, who will be celebrating her 8th birthday on Wednesday, August the 13th. Just want to say happy birthday, honey. Daddy loves you. And you are the sweetest, loving, hardworking little girl that's just the biggest fan of learning traditional Filipino dance. Got into it about 3 years ago after seeing a performance at the Philippine Student Association's Philippine Cultural Night. And a week after that, she stopped in to the CSFA, Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, dance practices, which are on Thursdays, generally in the evening for an hour or two. It's just something that she has grown to love. An interesting fact that recently came to light is an event that people have loved to enjoy and went away in and around when COVID happens is that the Festival of Nations is coming back. Not in May, when it traditionally has been, but in April. The differences from what you remember of the Festival of Nations of the past, where it was generally a four-day event, beginning, I believe, on a Thursday as Student Day, and then runs through Sunday, is that this version, at least in the restart-up of Festival of Nations, is only a two-day event. The Student Day will be Friday, and then Saturday will be the one day of Festival of Nations will be taking place for the general public. In the past, you would see performances by not only adults, but children. But in this incarnation of the Festival of Nations, we will only be seeing adult performing at that event. And this is an event that takes place at the Roy Wilkins Auditorium, which is adjacent to the newly named, I believe, Grant Casino Arena, formerly known as the XL Energy Center. And something I just found out recently, world-renowned hip-hop group, the Black Eyed Peas, are performing at the Grant Casino Hinckley, ironically, in their amphitheater, I believe, on September the 4th. But for right now, we're going to play our first song of the evening. And it's from an artist by the name of Trisha Francisco. And the name of this song is entitled Lumpia. Layo pa sa buwan once again, that was Trisha Francisco with her song Lumpia. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM. We can also be heard online at kfai.org by searching the Filipino American National News. And we can also be found via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. In regards to our first article of the evening, this comes from the WISN.com. Wisconsin State Fair crowns 2005 Sporky and Drinky winners. The results are in. Judges picked the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair Sporky and Drinky winners Tuesday, crowning the event's best new fair foods and drinks. The Ube Butter Banana French Toast Lumpia from Lumpia City took the Sporky Prize. It is made with the caramelized banana, syrup-soaked French toast, and purple ube butter. Then it's deep-fried and dusted with powdered sugar. And the reason why this is relevant to the Filipino-American National News here is that at the Minnesota State Fair, which runs from August 21st through the 1st, Lumpia City is one of the vendors, one of the new vendors at the Minnesota State Fair. I've had some contact with the ladies behind Lumpia City. I believe this year you will not see that version of the French toast Lumpia for this year. Hopefully they will be invited back next year and we'll be able to try some of their other flavors. But it is great to see that at the Minnesota State Fair, which was recently voted the best state fair in all of the United States, that now you have some Filipino food representation by a Filipino-owned business within the grounds of the state fair. But for right now, we're going to listen to our second song of the evening. It is from an artist out of California known as Guap Dad 4000. And the name of this track is entitled Chicken Adobo.
Fill me up. Being by myself is scary, love is scarier. I'm just trying to make it in America. How I fell in love with you, it was beautiful. Like chicken adobo, how you fill me up. Being by myself with love is scarier. I'm just trying to make it in America. Yeah, summer routine, mama on being. Bust out the spin, bust out the rent. Piecing it in, brother bitching, mother kitchen. We going in, breaking it up like we could cook and making it up. Bring the girls over there, making them cut. Boy, I had hopes since 90 my nose. Dirty my clothes, what is it for? With my uncle on foes and my cousin on foes. Wide open, how I come in your lane. I be profane, how I'm numb in the pain. Only thing I changed about you, your name. How I fell in love with you, it was beautiful. Like chicken adobo, how you fill me up. Being by myself was scary, love is scarier. I'm just trying to make it in America. How I fell in love with you, it was beautiful. Like chicken adobo, how you fill me up. Being by myself with love is scarier. I'm just trying to make it in America. Yeah. In the summer, I got you. In winter, I got you. I fall in your body and spring for your tropics. I change your name, so call up your mama. If you don't got her, then call up your papa. If you don't got him, then come, you got me. Bring you to Oakland, show him where I be. Bring you back home and show me your problems, and we could go solve them. It's just you and I. The best highlight of every game, cause we ball when you slide. People get canceled every day. You do no wrong in my eyes. Hold me down like you been holding me down, baby. That's exactly how I fell in love with you. It was beautiful. Like chicken adobo, how you fill me up. Being by myself is scary, love is scarier. I'm just trying to make it in America. How I fell in love with you, it was beautiful. Like chicken adobo, how you fill me up.
Being by myself. And once again, that was Guap Dad 4000 with his song Chicken Adobo. On Tuesday, August the 12th, the book from author Daphne Fama will be coming out. The book entitled House of Monstrous Women. For those of you that are loyal listeners and followers of us on social media, you will be fully aware that we had her as a guest about a month or so back in regards to this book, her debut book. And so if you're looking to catch a glimpse of that interview, feel free to peruse the Filipino American National News on Facebook, where you'll find the interview in its entirety. We talk about everything from the supernatural of the Philippines, which is the inspiration for her book that takes place during the very historic time in the Philippines of 1986 during the People Power Revolution, the influence of her growing up in the South as regards to also the supernatural things that happen around there, along with her experience as an immigration lawyer, as well as how she views the changes, the evolution of the role of the women in the Philippines since that time. But in regards to the news desk, this comes from ABS-CBN. Two award-winning Filipino-American chefs kicked off the inaugural International Manila Food Festival, a four-day event that aims to celebrate Filipino cuisine and elevate it to its global stage. On Thursday, August the 7th, James Beard Award nominee Tara Monsad and Melissa Miranda teamed up for the Tito Baby dinner at the Newport World Resort Casa Buenas, where they were joined by restaurant chef de cuisine Cristoni Estocada. Monson has been named best chef in San Diego, California twice by Eater in 2024 and San Diego Magazine this year, making her one of the biggest names in the city's culinary scene. She is the executive chef of Anime, known for serving modern Asian American fare in a fine dining setting. Here, Filipino food is prepared with intention and flair, but without losing its essence, and dishes such as lobster palabok, adobong pula, and short rib kari-kari. For the Tita Baby dinner, Monson served a beautiful plate of seared local scallop on a bed of sweet, savory corn, ginitan. It's elegant yet comforting and unmistakably Filipino, which pretty much sums up the kind of cuisine that the IMFF wants to showcase to the world. We are very honored to be here from the States to help represent our cuisine with you all, said the French-trained chef. Miranda, on the other hand, is the chef behind the always bustling Musang, located in her hometown of Seattle, Washington. Filipino cuisine is front and center in this charming space where traditional recipes meet techniques from culinary training in Italy. On the top of multiple accolades of Mosung, Miranda was also hailed the best new chef by Food and Wine in 2022. She has been praised for pushing the boundaries of Filipino food, playing around with different ingredients to deliver big, bold flavors. This can be seen in her bistik at the Tita Baby Dinner, where she uses succulent ribeye as protein. She covered the steak with a sauce that felt both fancy and familiar, using calamansi, miso, and soy sauce. The dish was also served with a side of adalai and a glass of trapiche broquel pin noir. It's really important for us to bridge the gap from being in the Philippines and being Filipino-Americans, Miranda said. It's an honor to be here with all of you. Representing Manila in Casa Buenas is Estocada, who also made sure to impress with two appetizers and dessert, further showing how Filipino food can go beyond casual eats and become more refined experience. There's bite-sized adobo croquet filled with braised pork jowl and topped with a rice crisp and black garlic aioli, an indulgent spread of dinagat, island spiny lobster, and a foie gras brulee with mango chutney, which also paired with Grant Burge Bentmark Chardonnay. For dessert, the chef prepared a lovely pelée nut caramel tart with Kapeng Barco coffee cream. I'm so glad to be able to work with the chef Melissa Chef Tara, Esconcada said. We've been looking forward to promoting Filipino cuisine, not just here in the Philippines, but hopefully internationally. In between bites, dines, and enjoying a selection of cocktails, featured products by Distilleria Limtacao and Company, the three drinks kept modern Filipino theme, having flavors such as Dalandan, Calamansi, and Tebla Chocolate. This is just the start of the IMFF, which is set to delight with even more collaboration dinners from both homegrown chefs and international support. In terms of some cuisine in regards to here locally in the Filipino-American community, a chef known as the Screaming Sushi Chef Ernie, he, along with Burger Daddies, and he calls his Filipino pop-up Barre Minneapolis, they were one of the featured menus, guest chefs at the Alliance field where the Minnesota Loons played. And his interpretation in terms of a burger for the game this past Sunday was a sisig burger, which had a thick cut of bacon, Filipino holy trinity of ginger, mayo, American cheese, and a beef patty. And this past summer, Chef Ernie has definitely been in and around town helping out with other fellow chef creators here in the Twin Cities area. I know that for quite a while he was a person helping make the food and preparing the food at Maison Mano. I believe he just recently left that establishment. So it's interesting to see what Chef Ernie has on the horizon. But for right now, we're going to end the show with a song by Anthony Meneses. And the name of this song is entitled Imbotido. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Ako'y tumigil na, kakahabol sa'yo. Baka sakali makita mo ang halaga ko. Isang taon na rin akong may pagtingin, at noong ako'y umamin. namin sabi mo ako'y gusto mo rin. Ako'y naniwala at tila ba parang tatana. At nangiling pakibathala na sana ikaw ay di na mawala pa. Ika'y lumayo, di naman tayo ganito dati. Ano ba ang nangyayari? Nang dahil sa'yo, ako nakakaganito. Ang isip ko'y lito-lito na tutuliro. O ano ba yan? Ikinawala na naman. Bigla na lang lumulubong lumilitaw. Ano ba talaga? O sumasama ko na. O kay gulo mo mabigay na motibo. O kailangan ko na na mabasa ka. O mas mabuti nang ako'y sigurado. O alam mo naman na mahina ako pagdating sa iyo. Kaya't sana ay ingatan mo at sinasabi mo. Dahil hindi sinasadyang ialay ang puso ko sa'yo. Ako'y tumigil na para aking malaman. Kung sigurado ka na bang ikaw ay aking ligawan. Noon pa nga dapat kita kakalimutan. Kaso di ko nakalukoy ng aking damdamin na merong pagtingin. Ako'y naniwala, kaso biglang nawala ka. Ba't nawala ka? Sabi mo di ka pa handa. Pero may bago ka na. Ang nangyari sa'yo, hindi ka naman ganito. Ang isip ko'y lito-lito na tutuliro. O ano ba yan? Ika'y nawala na naman. Bigla na lang talaga. O sumasobot ka na. O kay gulo mo mabigay na motibo. O kailangan ko na na mabasa ka. O mas mabuti ang ako'y sigurado. O alam mo naman na mahina ako pagdating sa iyo. Kaya't sana ay ingatan mo ang sinasabi mo. Dahil hindi sinasadyang ialay ang sa'yo. Hindi ka naman ganito. Ang puso ko'y lito-lito. Ako'y natutuliro. O ano ba yan? Ikinawala na naman. Bigla na lang ang bulubog lumilita. Ano ba talaga? O sumasabot ka na. O kay gulo mabigay na motibo. O kailangan ko na na mabasa ka. O mas mabuti na ako'y sigurado. Sabi mo, dahil hindi sinasadyang ialay ang puso ko. Ano ba talaga? O sumasobot ka na? O kay gulo mo bigay na motibo. O kailangan ko na na mabasa ka. O mas mabuti nang ako'y sigurado. O ano naman na mahina ako pagdating sa iyo. Kaya't sana ay iingatan mo. Dahil hindi sinasadyang ialay ang puso ko sa'yo.
Fresh Air Community Radio. That's KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And online at kfai.org. And so are you.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio arts, with your host, Jerry Stearns. Hello again, I'm Jerry Stearns, and this is Sound Effects Radio Playground, your actual radio source for modern audio theater here in the Twin Cities. A couple of decades ago, someone was cleaning out a